I'm Lorraine Mendez with the GIS Evening News for Thursday, March 8. Coming up, first state-run shelter for victims of gender-based violence to begin operations in the upcoming fiscal year. JUTC to provide free internet service on its buses, and Tourism Minister says customer service remains key to further growth in the sector. The news in detail after the break.
Hey Keisha, me just a confront over HR. Don't forget to give me your passport in it, because remember they need it for the business trip.
Jeez, you know said expire? We really not have no time for go waiting line at Pika right now.
Away there, girl. Pika have a new convenient Dropbox service. All you have to do is just fill out the form, drop it off at the Pika office, and just use the courier service make them deliver the passport to you when it's ready.
You lie.
It's true.
Ask about Pika's Dropbox and courier service at our head office in Kingston. Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the government is continuing to put measures in place to support victims of intimate partner violence and domestic abuse, even as it works to reduce the incidence of the crime. He says gender-based violence is one of the greatest challenges women face, adding that more needs to be done to deal resolutely with the issue.
We have been working to get the police to understand that they have a critical role in being proactive in addressing instances of intimate partner violence and domestic abuse that comes to their attention. That is why we supported and endorsed the implementation of a policy for preventative detention.
The Prime Minister hosted a breakfast meeting Thursday at Jamaica House in observance of International Women's Day. He adds that the government has made resources available to establish shelters for victims of domestic and intimate partner violence, noting that one of three properties has already been purchased. Located in a rural area, the facility, which will be the first state-run national shelter for victims of gender-based violence, will offer training and counseling support. It's expected to begin operations during the upcoming financial year. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the government will be proactive and deliberate in ensuring there's a gender balance on government-run boards and committees in the future. He says internal discussions are also ongoing to get the entire male cohort of the government to be supporters of gender equality.
We do try to get it right, and the debate is whether or not we should be proactive in doing it or we should allow it to evolve. I think that we have to be proactive. We have to be instrumental.
International Women's Day is a global observance celebrating the economic, social, cultural, and political achievements of women. The day also represents a call to action for accelerating gender equality, as outlined in this year's theme, Press for Progress. Starting later this year, commuters will have free access to the internet when traveling on Jamaica Urban Transit Company JUTC buses. This is being facilitated through an agreement between the Science, Energy and Technology Ministry and the JUTC. It will see the installation of mobile gateway devices on approximately 450 buses to provide Wi-Fi connectivity. Technology Minister Dr. Andrew Wheatley says the provision of the service is in keeping with the government's mandate of building a knowledge-based society through connectivity.
Where we try to ensure that our citizens, wherever they are, whether in the urban centers, whether it's in the rural areas of the country, that they are connected to the internet.
Minister Wheatley was speaking at the signing of the agreement in New Kingston on March 7. The mobile gateway will create a vehicle area network that enables commuters to access LTE 4G service inside and immediately outside the buses. This facility will be able to accommodate up to 100 mobile devices per vehicle. And Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett says building a culture of service excellence within the tourism sector is critical if Jamaica is to position itself as a globally competitive destination. Minister Bartlett says in order to secure the sector's continued growth and success, stakeholders must strive to implement customer service standards that distinguish Jamaica in the hearts and minds of visitors.
Our goal is to create a differentiation in service that establishes a competitive advantage for Jamaica. So we remain top of mind for visitors when they are planning their next vacation. To accomplish this, every tourism worker and entity provides exceptional service, and that we provide a delivery of what we promised when we went to market destination Jamaica.
Minister Bartlett was addressing participants at a recent ceremony to announce the semi-finalists for the Tourism Service Excellence Awards. The finalists will be announced at the Montego Bay Convention Center on March 17. That was the GIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.